Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But really, the national lead is, oh my God, the Bucks.
Oh my God, the Bucks.
That game was microscopic of, symbolic of, their season. The Bucks have completely collapsed. Their year has caved in on them in a way that could end up costing, probably will end up costing, Todd Bowles' job if they can't beat Carolina two times and make the playoffs. Look at their year, man. They have lost two straight to the Saints,
yep,
who were eliminated, and the Falcons, who were eliminated. They've actually lost 5 of 6 because they had a tougher schedule before. They had lost to the Patriots, Bills, and Rams. So now you've lost 5 of your last 6 games. You've lost 6 of your last 8 games. This team was 6-2.
Yeah, they've fallen apart
at one point in time. And then last night, think about this. You're up 14 in the fourth quarter against a bad Falcons team. You have them on their game-winning drive. So, like, everything goes terribly, and now they get the ball back with a chance to go get a field goal and win because Baker Mayfield threw a terrible interception. They're behind the chains. They committed 19 penalties.
I can't remember that.
It's the first time since 2019.
Yeah, it felt like they couldn't. Like, you just – I've been there when you're watching a bad team,
yeah,
and anytime there's a first down, you go, hold on, I can't celebrate yet because there's probably going to be a penalty. That was that times 1,000. That was astounding.
So I pay a lot of money to all these websites to get, like, different types of stats. So I have this subscription to Pro Football Reference StatHead that I pay for so you can do searches and find things. And I was digging into that last night to go, when is the last time a team committed 20 penalties in a game?
19 penalties.
The all-time record, I think, is what I could find at least, was one team committing 23 penalties. And they had 19, and that was with some where they had 2-on-1 play that got negated.
Right.
You know, like they,
yeah,
were closer.
19
to,
assessed, yeah.
But still, with 19 penalties, being a bad team, without your top two wide receivers, without really, you know, weapons in the passing game to speak of outside of a running back and a tight end, they got the ball back down a point, go get a field goal, walk away and win the game. Again, they're behind the sticks with penalties. So they have a 3rd and 28. If you're the Bucks, if you're a Bucks fan, you're breathing a little easier. You're going, oh, my God, we could have lost to the Falcons. But now it's 3rd and 30, and we're fine. They get 14 yards. Cousins just kind of throws the ball to Pitts. He makes a man miss. And now it's 4th and 14.
You're talking about tight end one, Kyle Pitts? You're talking about the greatest tight end ever, Kyle Pitts?
4th and 14, they convert on a ridiculous hole shot into the honey hole. Sills, cover two beater, big-time throw from Cousins. And they moved the chains on 3rd and 28. And at that moment, I said, not only do the Bucks deserve to lose,
mm-hmm,
if the football gods are watching, I don't care if it's a 60-yard field goal coming from former Commanders great Zane Gonzalez.
It's going through.
It'll go through. But they don't deserve to make the playoffs.
No.
Like, that is such a bad loss.
Remember, they were 6-2 before the bye week, as you alluded to. You know where their two losses were to? At Detroit, on the road,
when
Detroit
when
was really healthy.
Yeah.
And they lost to Philadelphia when Philadelphia was good by a score. That was a great ball game, if you recall.
Why don't I remember that?
It was 31-25, back and forth and back and forth to drop them to 3-1. And that was a, man, that was a heavyweight fight. They won on the road against Seattle. One of the games of the year that we've long forgotten about, 38-35. An absolute barn burner where you went, they could beat you any way you want. They could turn you over. They can get after you a little bit on defense. They're not great there, but they're good. And offensively, Baker Mayfield's an MVP candidate. That was the narrative at that point, and rightly so. They beat San Francisco by double-digit points. They were awesome. Bye week happened, enough injuries. That validating Patriots win on the road, right, where that was the second good team that New England had beaten after Buffalo. And since then, it has been Tom Petty's free-falling. What a disaster. I mean, they eked out a win against Arizona, and that's it. Something's rotten in there in Tampa. They're terrible.
Yeah, they could be headed for coaching change territory. I mean, if you collapse like that, they've had a stranglehold on that division. The big thing to me is, though, the division's still bad. Nothing's really changed.
Yeah.
It's not like the team's caught up to you. You fell back to them. Like, at 7-7, you're tied for the division lead with 500 Carolina, who is having the year they were supposed to have. It just wasn't supposed to be good enough to win the division.
Yeah, you should be four games behind Tampa.
But all that said, they still control their own destiny, and they still should actually have a shot here, because in the last three games, they played Panthers, Dolphins, Panthers. So even if you lose to Miami, if you beat Carolina two times, in the two times you play them, you'll be 9-8, and you'll win that division fairly comfortably by a full game, not even via tiebreaker at that point. Because the other two teams that you've lost to, by the way, the last 2 weeks in the South, are both eliminated.
We could be eliminated.
We could be eliminated? Okay. We
really can. Yeah, you could be eliminated.
We really can.
Kyle Pitts, man. Winning people fantasy playoff games.
My God.
Last night by himself. I want to apologize to our producers in the Grant and Danny Listener League. We've been going back and forth all year. A lot of jawing.
There's been some chirping.
Yesterday I was told we'll see you in the finals if you get there. And then the poor producers ran into the buzzsaw that was Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson.
Is that a Pitts model saw?
In the Grant and Danny Listener League last night. Toby, as the general manager, I would like you to speak on behalf of the producers. Are you guys going to still show up for the game on Sunday? What is your plan? How are you addressing your team after giving up 70 points in a playoff game to Bijan and Pitts last night?
Yeah, we have a little bit of an ace in the hole because we have a defense that's facing a guy who hasn't played football in 5 years, so we're hoping to get something out of them.
The Seattle defense might score 20 points this week.
We still did have the number one overall pick, so I'm going to need a big game out of Jamar Chase. I expect a lot out of him. We're expecting big numbers from him. My guy was available on waivers not that long ago, Terry McLaurin. So I'm going to need Terry to show up big time. Basically, we're going to need the best out of our guys. I think we're going to have to go into that locker room, give a great speech. I think Ryan's been tasked with that, so I think Ryan's going to have a great speech ready to go, get the guys fired up. Mm-hmm. And he's got Jared Goff on his team. So if he can't get the guys fired up with Jared Goff at quarterback, then I don't know if we're going to be able to win this one.
Tobes, at what point last night did you realize you were playing both Pitts and Bijan?
When I'd gone to bed, and then I was up until 4 in the morning because I couldn't sleep.
So was it because of them?
So yes. Watching the game, you had no idea?
No, no.
Oh, man. Can you imagine in a fantasy playoff game?
You're just scrolling. Like, you're like, oh, let me check on this. And then you look at the matchup, the live matchup, and it's 76-0.
You're like, let's just see if they had anybody going, oh, my God. I mean, that was it. Kyle Pitts. Now, the other thing he did, forget fantasy, let's talk reality. He made so much money last night doing that in primetime with the league watching. That skill set is intoxicating. He is 6'6".
The idea of him is just, as you said.
He can run. He is shifty. He can make you miss in the open field. He has length. He can go up the ladder. He can make the athletic catch. Now, if you watch Kyle Pitts regularly, it always sounds so personal for me because the term I use is like not a reasonable or fair one probably, but it's the only way I can describe it. I'm sure he's a great guy. It's nothing personal. I find his game, he has like a loser game to me. It's like drops and it's fumbles and it's just like bad plays at bad times. I don't have a better way to describe it than saying, I do it with coaches and players, but like that's a loser player.
That I don't trust him.
Exactly
so
right.
Even on the touchdown catch, okay, the one where he's falling out of bounds and it held up, blade of grass. If he just catches the ball normally, it's the easiest touchdown there's ever been. Mm-hmm. But he's got to like lovely grease hands and wow, yeah, I need football smart. And he's so close to losing it.
Yes.
And it's like only because they called it one way on the field that they didn't overturn it. Whatever that is, that's Kyle Pitts.
There will be a team that gives him the bag.
That falls in love.
He is going to make something insane like $15, $16 million a year.
From Washington.
4 years, and $64 million or some asinine contract. Someone's going to get fooled. And I actually think there's a chance that it is Washington. And so here's what I'm just going to tell you in advance.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Know that I hate that contract in advance. Mm. Know that I want nothing to do with it. Now, when they sign him, just like when you draft, like we talked before the draft for months and months and months, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, whatever, people forget that we have 22 and a half hours a week of radio and we give opinions and we write 50 columns a day. So, yes, I'm advocating for Drake May, who I really, really liked. And people act like that means after you draft Jaden Daniels that I don't really like Jaden Daniels too. Love Jaden Daniels. Really good player. You drafted a franchise quarterback. That's awesome. It's over when you draft him. Like, okay, let's now make this work. He's going to be a star player. I feel the same way if they were to sign Kyle Pitts. When you sign Kyle Pitts, it's not the thing I would have done, but I'm on to the next. Like, and in advance, I'm preparing myself for this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, get ready.
Now, give me Isaiah Likely, by the way, when you hit the tight end market. That's the guy from Baltimore that I would take at less money. But if they go get Pitts, it's not like I'm going to be angry every time I watch him. I'm just telling you, prepare in advance for the big drop or the lost fumble or the terrible false start or just the loser play that he will make, that he has made year after year after year. But my God, is his skill set absolutely
You see why?
Breathtaking.
Where did he go, what, fifth or sixth overall? I can't remember what it was.
He was top five pick.
Yeah, because you go, oh my God, he's 6'6", 245, 250 pounds, runs faster than 75% of the wide receivers, can – in theory, could engage physically. He's not a great blocker, but like you're not asking him to be.
Well, I'll do right? you one step further. Fourth overall pick, one of the highest drafted tight ends, maybe the highest drafted, as I think about it right now, in league history. Name other people on the planet that are his size and move like he does at that position. I don't think there is another one. Not that is a wide receiver mover at 6 foot six.
He is the 2.0 version, maybe 3.0, of what Shannon Sharpe was. Right, Shannon Sharpe, you know, again, the athletes have gotten better, but Sharpe was that way compared to hit players in his time. Undersized tight end, but you go, that's just a huge wide receiver that's lining up a tight end that could, you know, could knock around a nickel cornerback, but he was big, fast, strong, could cut, had great hands, and, you know, that's a Hall of Fame caliber player. This is a better athlete than that. So you go, give him some time to develop. This will be great. No one will be able to stop us. So stoppable.
Interesting comp, by the way, because last night Kyle Pitts became the first tight end to have 150 yards and three touchdowns in a game since Shannon Sharpe.
That's right. That's why I evoked it. That's
like
what it is.
23 years ago or
Hold
whatever.
On, Skip. Hold
might
on,
have,
Skip.
Might have even been, I think I saw, in the 90s. But you know who else is incredible is Bijan Robinson.
That's a good football player.
Just get that dude the ball in space. Let him make somebody miss and basically break somebody down off the dribble with footwork.
That little check down that turned into 20-something.
Ugh.
I know it's a forgettable play in a sea of plays, but you know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
Or
Cousins to his right. And Robinson is already sort of moving, is already on to the next move as one guy's falling helplessly with ankles that have exploded now. you just go, that guy is so unbelievably special.
Yeah, I also really love the dude. I think Bijan Robinson, just based on the interactions I see of him publicly and how he handles himself, seems like just a really, really good human being as well, loved by his teammates. But what a game he had. 93 yards and a touchdown on the ground, 82 yards as a receiver. But the story, again, is just the Bucs. And you see this every year. There's a team that just kind of falls apart. We could talk later in the show about this, but here's what I was thinking as I was watching that last night. Bowles may survive this because he's got a good resume and he's been successful there for a long time. But if he is out and Tampa Bay's looking for a head coach this offseason, Cliff Kingsbury and Baker Mayfield have a very good relationship and worked together at Texas Tech. The only reason I bring this up, I know this year Cliff's star is not shining as brightly and is not positioned centered up in the sky like it was last year, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember someone in the league telling me last year when we were wondering if Cliff was going to get a job or take a job. They said, I don't know that he would leave for a gig unless it was the right situation. Like Chicago, I think he would leave for. And the other one they speculated was, what if Tampa Bay comes open? Because there were some rumors that Todd Bowles could retire or something. And they said if Tampa Bay were to come open and he could go work with Baker, who was coming off of a second straight 4,000-yard, 40-touchdown season, whatever he'd been doing, maybe that would be something he'd be interested in. So I just throw that out there as a would-not-shock-me kind of scenario. So much has changed. Like, what would the reaction of the fan base be if Cliff went to Tampa Bay? Last year, it would have been, you know, devastation, and everyone would have been crestfallen.
Yeah,
I get the sense there's people that are helping him pack his bags right now, which isn't fair.
Yeah, it's probably too far in that direction. But remember, we kept going, it is such a coup that Kingsbury's staying. It's such a coup that this coaching staff is 99% intact. What an amazing thing to have happen. And now there's nobody that anybody would go to the mat for. You know, there's nobody that I'd fight for at this point. Well, they seem like good coaches. There's a lot of guys position-wise that seem like they know what they're doing or whatever. But it's kind of hard to go, yeah, the guy that was there at the helm when they lost 12 straight or on their way to getting outscored by more than anybody ever has over that same stretch, you know, like fairly well.
I'm not saying this shouldn't be the case. But it is hilarious how much these long losing streaks change the way you see everything.
Yeah.
Just colors your entire vision. It's like contact lenses that change every part of what you see. When you haven't won in 2 months, when you've lost 8 in a row, when you've gone 70 days without a win. Last year, Dan Quinn walks on water around these parts. Like if he goes out to the bar with his wife, everybody's coming up high-fiving him and buying him drinks. Now, if Dan Quinn walked on water, people would say it's because he can't swim. Like, he can't do anything right. And it's an 8-game losing streak. That's really the difference. It's a 3-10 record. And I understand that's how it works. It's a business about results. You either are winning or you're going to be replaced. But Cliff, I think, has fallen victim of that, too. Joe Witt, and they should, to some extent. But, yeah, I would be curious to see what the reaction would be if he were to start getting some interviews. Because I think there's going to be enough teams that look at him and go, all right, this guy did some okay things in Arizona. Last year, with all these injuries, they finished, let's just say hypothetically, 11th in offense. Are we sure? You know, Marcus Mariota starting 11 games,
yeah,
or whatever.
And there's a long-term quarterback track record where, whether it's him or not, he's been in the room with a bunch of really good passers.
Yep.
And you want some of that secret sauce. You want some of that to rub off on your guy. So it makes sense. You have an incumbent that he's worked with, or it makes sense you've got a young QB, and if the marriage happens to make sense, yeah, it's not outrageous. I don't think he's the hot candidate he would have been last year, though. Right? I mean,
obviously, yeah.
Right? But I wonder to what degree that's fallen off. Like, is it a non-starter, or is it the fourth phone call you make now?
Yeah, will he get interviews? Probably. Mm-hmm. Here's what's going to benefit him, too, that doesn't get talked about. I think this year's coaching cycle is way, way worse than last year's in terms of hot names and commodities.
Oh, that's interesting.
Especially offensively. There is no Ben Johnson this year. There is no Kellen Moore. Like, who is the hot shot OC right now this year? Top of your head.
Yeah, exactly. Those guys have jobs. Like, I was going to say all the guys I'm thinking of.
If you really do want a offensive-minded play caller to pair with your young quarterback, Cliff's going to move higher up that board after a up-and-down season than maybe you normally would, because like if there is a Ben Johnson, okay, there's one. Kellen Moore might have just had a better year than you. Like, Clint Kubiak's the guy that I would answer mm-hmm. that question with. I think he's been awesome in Seattle. What he's done with Darnold is great. I think he should get a head coaching job. But is Clint Kubiak's five-year resume decidedly better than Cliff Kingsbury's? Is he a better head coaching candidate? I'm not convinced of that. But it's definitely the trend of the league, and he's going to be the hotter guy for sure. At Grant H. Paulson on Twitter, Danny's at Funny Danny. Richmond John just tweeted us this. This is a funny trip down memory lane.
It's a good bit.
Remember when Jamin Davis was the only guy who could cover Kyle Pitts? They drafted him, and one of the main things they cited when they took him in the first round was like, this guy covered Jamin Davis. That's the only tape we needed to watch.
He covered Kyle Pitts that time.
I said Jamin Davis.
I know what you meant.
But he also covered Jamin Davis.
That's how good he was.
He could cover both of them.
That's how good he was. A guy that everyone had a third round grade on, did they take him in the third round? They did not. First.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.